This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Communities throughout Illinois held ceremonies to mark the start of the state's bicentennial year. Two such ceremonies were held in Macomb. The Macomb High School Madrigal Singers opened the first event, which took place on the McDonough County Courthouse lawn. Illinois is now known as the Prairie State, but County Board Chair Scott Schwerer told the crowd it was once called the Sucker State.
Because the miners from the southern third of Illinois traveled up to Galena. They mined up there all summer, and then they traveled back to their homes in southern Illinois, just as the sucker fish migrated. And so that's how the first nickname of Sucker State was arrived at.
Members of the Sheriff's Department then raised the state's bicentennial flag outside the courthouse. The flag is white and features a blue image of the state with a gold-colored number 200 radiating from the center. Gold stars encircle that image, the word bicentennial and the notation 1818 to 2018.
I pledge allegiance to the flag.
A few minutes after the county ceremony, the city of Macomb held its own bicentennial flag-raising event. Mayor Mike Inman says the state has experienced the good and the bad during its 200-year history.
Kind of like a family. There's some things that you're proud of, things you're not so proud of. I think moving forward, we need to focus on some of the good things that Illinois has to offer.
Inman says some of those good things include bicentennial events scheduled for throughout the year. He says one example is Macomb's Heritage Days Festival, which he says is included on a list of participating events for the state's bicentennial year. I'm Rich Egger, Tri-State's Public Radio News.